Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherry Lynn Roodman, or in English, Sherry Lynn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
She's here, and she tells us gems that I absolutely am in love with. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Good morning, Malefa. I am good, and thank you for that introduction, but I'm going to waylay whatever you said today about forgiving and forgetting. But let's listen to what the Lord has imparted to me.
Yes.
So when I start this morning and I say we are going to talk about forgiving and forgetting, I know there are many listeners out there going, oh man, I'm not going to listen to this today. These are going to challenge me to forgive and forget some of the hardest things that's ever happened to me, and I am not in the mood for that. Don't worry, I hear you. The good news is, I think this will be a forgiveness talk that you have never heard before. Mm. Mostly the forgiveness talks goes like Malefa said, forgive and forget, but listen to what I have to say today. When I choose a topic to talk about, I always talk to the Lord and ask for guidance. And it happened quite a few times already that He really hit me with something so hard that I cannot ignore it. The past 2 weeks, I really had to work very hard on forgiveness. Will it not be amazing if we can wake up each morning and hear the birds singing, feel the sun shining, and feel in our heart the love for the whole world, and just know that nobody will hurt my feelings today?
That would be great. Because sometimes you struggle with that.
Yes.
You fall asleep angry, you wake up angrier.
That's what happened this past 2 weeks.
Oh,
it
no!
didn't happen that I felt those feelings. God has been gracious and really brought the feelings of hurt so fresh into my mind that I would be able to talk on the topic today with a deep, tender understanding for everyone who struggles with forgiveness. Some of you, after listening to talks on forgiveness, may feel that forgiveness is such an unfair gift that we must give to people that hurt us. I have spent many hours searching the Word of God for a way out of giving others that I do not want to give to them forgiveness. I wanted to find a loophole, an escape, out of what I didn't want to do.
But why?
It's the human nature. The human nature in me actually feel I want to do the opposite.
And they don't
than forgive.
My forgiveness. I'm not going to give them that.
Well, newsflash to you, Malefa. I couldn't find the loophole in God's word.
Oh, man.
All I discovered in the Bible is that forgiveness is an absolute command by God.
Mm.
The comfort I did find, and this is it.
Yes, I love kickers.
The comfort I did find was that reconciliation is not an absolute command by God.
Really?
Yes, you do not have to reconcile in every situation. God will not put us in the position that we will have to say stay close enough to someone who have used us or abused us or threatened the well-being of ourselves or our loved ones. We do not have to stay there and let it happen over and over again.
Mm.
Forgiveness is not their ticket to keep on hurting us. Forgiveness is a command by God, by reconciliation, is very conditional.
Mm.
For those of you that know my life story, will know that I have been through a lot of hurt before. It's not something that I share openly, but I can promise you that I had to forgive people that really hurt me and my family very, very closely before, very deeply. The thing is, if you are like me, a human living on this earth, you have been hurt emotionally before, you will still be hurt in future, or you are really hurting at the moment. We all come to a place where we need to forgive, and life is unfair. So many times we do not get a "I'm sorry" from the person that hurt us, or we only get a "I'm sorry, but."
That's not even an apology. You see, as soon as someone says "but," like, forget
they
it.
They try to justify why they hurt you.
Exactly.
And that doesn't seem fair.
No, not even.
As if they can decide that you shouldn't feel hurt because they had a reason to act the way that they did.
It's like they're invalidating what they did to you and how you felt.
And invalidate your feelings.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, before we carry on, I would like to say to each listener out there that feel hurt or have been hurt deeply and never received a proper apology, today I will stand in the gap for those people. If you would allow me, I will stand in the gap for the people that hurt you, if you would allow me. Because if no other human will ever dare to say these words to you, I will do it today. Think of the person that hurt you. I will now substitute that person and say, today, here, now, I would like to say to you, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that they have hurt you. I am sorry that they said what they said. I am sorry that they did to you what they were not supposed to do. I am sorry that they belittled you. I am sorry you had to go through what you went through. I am so sorry that you hurt so much inside. I am sorry your life has been disrupted by this emotional hurt. What have happened to you should never have happened. I know this is not exactly the same as the guilty person saying these words, but years ago, when a very kind person stood in the gap for me, when something just happened inside of me when they said these words to me, and I pray that you would have the same experience today. Something inside of me broke that day. It softened. And I realized that I have been waiting all this time for the person who hurt me to give me that gift. To acknowledge how badly they've hurt me. To say they are sorry and to do some kind of repentance. And to promise that they will not do it again. I then also realized that if I continue to wait for that person to say they are sorry before I can start, heal and move forward, then I am allowing that person to hurt me twice. Because saying sorry is a choice that that person may never ever make. I also realized that I do not really need that person to say they are sorry for causing me the pain. What I needed was another human to bear witness for the pain I walked through, I experienced. You deserve to stop the suffering because of what other people did to you. And forgiveness is your choice. Forgiveness was my choice that day. You can stop suffering because of what they have done to you. You have to make the choice. You need to choose to take the gift from God, the forgiveness gift, to help your human heart heal. The other thing about forgiveness that stops people from taking the gift is that it seems like saying "I forgive you" is like saying "what you did to me is okay." That is not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not saying what you did to me is okay. Forgiveness may seem as that I may not process this what happened ever again. And that is also not what forgiveness is.
Mm.
Let me explain. Forgiveness is not instant healing. You can keep processing. You can keep on healing. You are not a forgiveness failure if you decide to forgive a person and a week down the line you receive a trigger. Do you know what a trigger is? I wish I can time triggers to a convenient time when I'm not wearing makeup that will mess all over my face and make me look like a raccoon. Or time when I'm conveniently alone in my room and not in a meeting with people I hardly know. But these triggers don't work that way. Triggers happen in the middle of your everyday life.
Yeah.
When a trigger happens and you are reminded of your pain again, you realize, but I am bitter still because of this pain.
Yes.
Because you feel the bitterness, you think you are a forgiveness failure. You are not. Every trauma has two parts, the fact and the impact.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, forgiveness has two parts as well. We can forgive for the fact that happened to us. And that satisfies the command of God to forgive. And at the same time, we can walk through the healing process of the impact of the pain caused by the trauma.
Mm.
What that person did cost us something. That is the impact. And that is going to take time. I used to fear the triggers, but through life I have learned that the triggers are God's mercy. Because if the full impact of what happened to me, what was done to me, would have hit me at once, it would have most probably killed me emotionally.
Sure, that's true.
God only gives us what we and He together can handle at that moment.
Hmm.
How good is God that He allows the impact of the trauma to leak into my life in little triggers that I can handle over time? A trigger or impact is an indication that there is still more healing needed.
Mm.
I need to work more on healing in this area. It doesn't mean that I have not forgiven.
But then how would you know that in this particular area? Because sometimes we think that, oh, you know, I'm over it. I forgive them. I'm over it. And then a trigger shows up in the middle of you saying, I'm over it. And it's a trigger from someone so random, and it comes out of nowhere, like you say. And then how do you work through that? How do you say, for sure, this is the specific area that you need to work on?
Yeah. Let me explain this to you. We need to start saying and acknowledging forgiveness with our cognitive, with your mind, with your head, before feeling the feelings signed up for the healing. The feelings come afterwards. You need to say out of obedience to God, I am choosing to forgive this person for the fact that what they have done to me. Then you need to have faith, and your faith need to work. And say, faith at work.
Yeah.
And say, whatever my feelings will not allow for, the blood of Jesus will surely cover it. From there on, look back and don't look at the pain, but look at the beautiful work of Jesus Christ, covering all sin with His blood. He died so that we can receive God's forgiveness. And as we receive God's forgiveness, we must cooperate with His forgiveness, and His forgiveness flows through us. And remember, we are not perfect. We have also sinned and fallen short. Not just the people who hurt us, so we also need forgiveness. So His forgiveness, God's forgiveness, flows to us and flow through us to other people. We do not have to originate the forgiveness ourselves. Forgiveness comes from God and flows through us. Now, what does God's word say about forgiveness? God's word is our manual for living.
Yes.
Remember? So what does God's word say about forgiveness? Let's look at Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. What is in Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13? It's God's prayer. And it says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Jesus knows the human heart so well that when the people asked him how they should pray, he made forgiveness a big part of the Lord's Prayer.
That's true.
Forgiveness is one of the main subjects in the Lord's Prayer. We are supposed to pray something similar to this as daily, as the Lord's Prayer is a daily prayer. Now just think about this. How incredible is it that we can start our day, even before lifting your head from the pillow, by forgiving the unthoughtful people that are going to hurt us that day? Can it not be just amazing? Instead of taking offense when somebody hurt you, you can say, "Okay, I recognize you. You are the person I already prayed for this morning." Just because the person laid down the offense on you, it doesn't mean you have to pick it up and carry it with you. You have already prayed for them. The Lord's Prayer goes on to say, "Lead us not into temptation."
The temptation of giving them a piece of your mind.
Whenever there's bitterness throughout the scriptures, there are temptation for revenge.
Yes.
We are instructed to forgive. And if we don't, the evil one comes and tempts us into taking revenge. And revenge is not ours to take.
No, it's not.
Judgment belongs to God. Just think about examples in the Bible. Genesis already tells us about Cain and Abel. And please go and read that and you will see the revenge that takes place.
Hey,
and the disaster after that.
It resulted in death of a brother.
So please go and read it. And then Ephesians 4 verse 26 and 27 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold." And it goes on in verse 31 saying, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to each other, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." You do not want to reduce and limit your life by living with hurt and carrying offenses around. If you are so stuck in the hurt that's been caused to you, and you think about it over and over, that is allowing the trauma to traumatize you again and again. If cruel things have been done to you, it is life-altering, but it does not have to be life-limiting or life-ruining. Forgiveness is God's provision for us to heal. It's a gift from God. I would like to repeat what I said in the beginning. Reconciliation is not an absolute command by God. Forgiveness is not a ticket for people to keep on hurting us. Forgiveness is a command by God. But reconciliation is very conditional. This means forgiveness is a cognitive process. We start until our emotions sign up to join the journey. And God will provide triggers to work through the hurt in bits that we can handle. The saying of forgiveness and forgive and forget is proven incorrect. Forgive, a command from God. Forget or reconcile, not a command from God. Forgiveness we receive from God through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. I have explained that.
Yes.
Forgiveness we receive from God. It flows from God to us and through us to others. You do not have to originate forgiveness. May I end with God's prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Then verse 40, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. I'm going to read verse 14 and 15 again. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins.
I know, Lynette, because sometimes, I think sometimes we just need to process forgiveness in installments to say, okay, God, this happened. Help me to forgive. Can I forgive then in installments? To say, I can't forgive everything. Because sometimes we push it so far down into our minds, because you say reconciliation is a mental thing. To say, I'm not gonna stand for this. But sometimes we push it so far down, but our bodies remember it, and then it filters through as, I don't know, physical trauma responses, or what's the word that I'm looking for? Physical triggers. It might not necessarily be what someone says, but it's what someone does. And you see that movement, and then you have that response. But you're still forgiving, but in installments.
But we're coming back to what I've said before. Every human being God created.
Yes.
And the human, we cannot say the human is bad, because God didn't create them bad.
What they did
but
is bad.
Things happen to them through life. And because of sin in the world, they do things that offend us, that hurt us. So the fact that happened, we have to forgive. But it doesn't mean the impact it had on us is there immediately. And that's why God gave us little triggers. So that the impact comes to us in little triggers that we need, that you said, like now, the forgiveness happened. It's not the fact forgiveness needs to happen immediately.
What?
When we say we forgive, it's done. The fact that they've done that. I forgive you for doing this. But you still work through the emotional impact, the effect that it had deep inside of you. And also, when people talk to me about trauma that happened to them, sometimes the big trauma is so overwhelming that they cannot work through it. It's just this big elephant that's sitting on them and they can't breathe. Mm. But if you take the elephant apart and you first work on the leg or the tail or the one nail, if you want to go very small, and you do that one, you forgive that one. And then the next one, and then the next one. In the end, how do you, my kids always made the joke of saying, how do you eat an elephant?
In pieces.
In pieces. So take it to pieces.
Yes.
And forgive the fact. But the emotional recovery is a journey. And we shouldn't ignore or devalue the journey that we have to go through. And God didn't just throw the whole elephant on you, the emotional impact of the whole elephant, because then, like I said, if He just threw the whole emotional impact of this trauma that happened to me on me at once, it would have most probably emotionally killed me. But He's so merciful that He reminds me of, listen, you haven't worked through this little piece yet, and He sends a trigger. And then I have to work through that. But that has got nothing actually to do with forgiving the person. Forgiving the act, the fact that happened. Sure. I have to forgive the fact that happened. But the emotional work through is the inner thing that I have to work on.
Okay, wait. So Lynn, what you're saying. So someone comes, they snatch my phone and... I don't know, slap me in the process, and it's a friend I know who has turned into a thief. I must then say, I forgive you for slapping me and stealing my phone, even though in my heart I haven't really forgiven.
It's a cognitive process. So your head decides, I forgive you for stealing my phone. And then you can go and rationalize it, things like, maybe you didn't have money to buy a phone and you really need it, or whatever. But that's not, you have to forgive. But the emotional impact on disappointment, not trusting that person again, that takes time. It's a journey.
Okay.
And it means you do not have to trust that person to be your best friend again.
Exactly.
And buy a new phone and put it on the table where they can just snatch it again. No. No. Same with... say you're a lady in a relationship, abusive relationship. Forgive the abuse that's happened to you. Forgive that person for the abuse. But the emotional impact on you is a journey. And that takes time to work through.
That's true.
It's two different things. So you do not have to reconcile with the abuser and move back and be in that position to be abused again. Because that's not what God's asking for of us. But He asks forgiveness from us.
Oh, yeah, no, Lynn, that is something that we have to work, actively work through every single day. Because, I mean, things happen. People step on your toes. You're like, ow, that hurts. And it really hurts. And you're like, I'm not going to forgive them today. I'll forgive them tomorrow. But it's an active thing that we need to do on a daily. That's hard to do sometimes.
It is a hard thing to do.
Especially if it's someone you don't like already.
Or if it's somebody that you really liked and they disappointed you so much that it hurts so deep inside, it takes so much longer.
Really?
If it's somebody that you didn't like, it's quite easy to say, I just push you aside and this is not going to affect me because I didn't like you actually. But if it's somebody that you really liked and trusted, say for instance a parent.
Yes.
It really takes a long time to reach the point of healing. But you can work through it. But forgiveness is a cognitive thing.
Okay.
The emotional process is an internal thing that you have to work through. And God is very merciful around that.
Lynette, on that note, thank you so, so much for sharing with us that we absolutely have to forgive. We might not have to stay in that same situation, but forgive is what God is asking of us. Otherwise, we are just the same as God not forgiving us for some of the flaws that we have. We're not perfect.
Exactly. If you expect of God to forgive you, you need to forgive others. That's in His word.
Yeah, Lynn, thank you so, so much. I can't wait for next week and see what God is going to now poke you with so we can break it down and really talk about it so that we can introspect and see the characters that God is trying to build within us. Because, I mean, if we don't have forgiveness, we might as well say, God, Jesus, you died for nothing.
Yes.
So...
yes. Wonderful.
Thank you so, so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission.
You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season.